Welcome to the second day of September. I have not done this before. I've not prayed with anybody before, but today I want to pray with someone on my podcast. I feel like this prayer is for you. I want to pray with you. Yeah. Father, I ask you to bring inner healing and peace to soothe the chaos in me. I ask you to redirect and shift me to a cycle of great things and productivity. I ask that you release any burden of others I carry. It's too heavy. I pray that I'm surrounded around people who are loyal, genuine, and lovely. The stagnation I have, I pray it's surrendered so I can fully see my potential. I pray for strength in situation I'm weak in. I pray for financial blessing to pour over distance of setback, losses, and challenges. I pray I forgive things I have no understanding about now. I pray for clarity. Amen. Oftentimes we take things so personal, not realizing that people can only meet us at the level they are at. A lot of times we get disappointed or hurt by people who just flow through life, lost, fake, or pretending to be someone they're not. But at the end of the day, you got to look at it from a higher perspective and realize if they can't keep it 100 with themselves, how could they ever possibly keep it 100 with you? How can they be real and authentic when all they know is how to be fake? And lastly, if they don't even value their damn self, why would they ever value you? Have you ever thought about that? Every time you need to communicate with these people, they label you as problematic, even though they were the problems. Their favorite thing to say was, you keep bringing up the past, or you always want to argue, but you just wanted to fix the issue so it won't keep happening. And in order to fix the issue, this person knew what it meant. They know they need to fix themselves, so they cut you off, flip the script, brush you off, and or said whatever they needed to say to avoid what they needed to do. Because in order to change, they must first take accountability, and they would rather paint a margin with a Q-tip before they ever did that. They will put more effort into pretending they were changing than actually changing. And to this day, they're still the same person, just without you in the picture. They can't run in circles all by themselves. The thing is that you just got off the racetrack. So, I'm not saying it's easy out there finding your person, but I just want to let you know that there's a person for everybody. Everybody with what they can endure. Endurance doesn't mean that you have to lose part of yourself that you once loved. I grew up around I grew up around people who constantly interrogate me or just, you know, intimidate me. So because of that, I find it very difficult to communicate how I feel to people. And sometimes communication is so hard for me. I don't know how to put the right word across at the right time. Sometimes stuff happens that I'm innocent about and I'm not able to put it the right way. And at the end of the day, I'm being blamed for something I have no idea about. So by the time this other individual will understand what I've done, the person will be like, why didn't you communicate this earlier? Why is it that you suck at communication? I suck at communication. I don't know how to communicate how I feel. I might be trying to communicate and I'll come off the wrong way to annoying this person that is trying to understand me. But I believe there's a person for everybody. I believe there's somebody who's going to like sit and just listen to you whilst you talk. Because I grew up around these people who constantly interrogate me or intimidate me, I'm not able to really talk about how I feel because my feelings were that important. I'm not saying they weren't lovely, but I'm just talking about where I grew up in, the kind of people I grew up around. had fun, but just that when it comes to the other stuff about me communicating how I feel, there was no room for that. Yeah. So, and I feel like that thing has really affected me, most of my friendship, most of my relationship, because I don't know how to communicate to people. So in order for me to communicate, in order for me, I don't even know how to confront people. When you do some fucked up shit around me, I don't know how to call you on your bullshit. I think I'm just learning how to call you on your bullshit. And right now, I think it's costing me a lot. You understand? Because I'm trying to like, you know, what you did was wrong. What you didn't do, you shouldn't have done this. And yeah, so it's what it is. But at the end of the day, you got to do what you feel like it's best for you. Sorry, a car is coming. So, a car is coming. A truck. It's coming. So, I think there's going to be a lot of noise here. I pray it doesn't last that much. So, in order for me to confront these people, I just leave. In order for me to confront these people, I just leave. And sometimes I just, you know what? I don't think it is important. But there are people who confront me. These individuals, they will confront you like the slightest thing you would do. But I can't confront them. So, so it's what it is. So communication sometimes sucks. And you trying to communicate to somebody who doesn't understand the way you're communicating to sucks. And if they don't have the patience to actually listen to whatever, from whatever perspective you're trying to come from, they will counter you in the middle of it. They will not let you even get to your point. They will just stop you there. You stop there. I know where you're going. So, that's what it is. I believe there's a person for everybody. I'm not here to say men are trash or women are loose and all of that. I'm just here to give my two piece about there's a person for everyone. There's a person for everyone. So it's not easy. It's not easy. And I want to say so much, but I can only say a few, because I don't want to go into details about why this and this is this. Yeah. And I just want to let you know that at a certain age, things are not misunderstanding or mistake anymore. It's your character. It's what you are. It's the way you are. Yeah. The way you are, so it's what it is, and you have to fix them. If you know you like this person, you have to fix them. You have to fix your character. I don't know why I'm saying all this, so that is what I have to say on my podcast today. Please share my podcast. I don't know what is going on. My podcast has not been uploading early on Spotify. I don't know. So it's very difficult for you guys to find, but I'm trying to fix the issue. I'm trying to fix the issue. I don't know what is wrong. Maybe it's a network or anything. So take care of yourself. It's still your girl, Extra Almond, and welcome to my podcast. A person to about brings all the blessings, or the healing, or the understanding, or the promotion, or the fruitfulness, or the abundance. I pray it brings so much more. The best thing happened to me in August, you know, one of the most best thing happened to me in August, yeah. And I just want to bless that person who actually blessed me in August. Like, it was amazing. The best thing happened to me in August, and I just want to say thank you. Yeah, and thanks to you guys who constantly listen to my shit. I love you guys so much. You don't know what you guys are doing for me. You guys are doing so well. You guys are doing amazing. Thank you. God bless.